Izanele, and we are having a very important conversation. Now, I had asked you on the WhatsApp line, 082-550-5151, how much do you generally save each and every single day? And of course, this has become an even more important conversation as we find ourselves in a pandemic, first and foremost. Some people even having lost jobs, unfortunately, and having to dip into their savings more than they generally would. Now, one of the things about creating a saving society is that we always have to start with understanding the real reason why South Africans aren't saving. Just from the voice notes that came through from myself, Zanele, as well as Yanga, we told you that, yes, we save a little bit, but then we end up jumping into it, or even on some days you just find yourself not being able to save. Well, amidst the third wave, which is already outstripping the impact of the first two waves of COVID-19, Nedbank is calling on South Africans to take their money and their savings even more seriously. So this is why I wanted to chat to the absolute queen that we've got on the line and look at what these misconceptions are and provide some clarity to help people move the obstacles in their way that prevent us from saving. We are going to leave this specific chat a whole lot wiser, and this is why I welcome to the show Sisandile from Nedbank. Sisandile, how are you today?
Hi, Zanele. Hi to you and your listeners. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I think that this is something that genuinely isn't spoken about enough. And I know, as just a human, a person of the Republic of South Africa, my savings look terrible each and every month. So this is why I wanted to start off with the question that we should all know the answer to, but we obviously don't take to heart. Why should we save and spend less, Sisandile?
Zanella, I think the last 18 months alone have shown us that it's no longer a proverbial rainy day, right? And it can come at any point. I don't think any of us, well, none of us saw COVID-19 coming. None of us saw the lockdown levels coming. None of us saw the global crisis and the fact that the world economy was brought to its knees. If you asked a couple of restaurateurs who started a business in January or December of 2019, they would have never thought that they would have to literally go without business for months on end. So I think it's little things. It's the things that we don't know about that will come our way that we definitely need to save for, as well as the things that we can plan for. So it's good to have, I call them savings goals. It's good to have money goals, because then at least you know exactly where your money is going. I don't know if anyone else is like me, but if I leave my money just lying around, it does disappear. I just don't know where exactly it goes. Unlike when I actually plan for it and I'm like, okay, I'm taking 500 rand, I'm putting it in this account because I know I want to go on a girls trip with my friends, or I take this money and I put in a little savings pocket, then I know that when I do want something nice, I actually go to my savings pocket and I don't go into my current account, and then I don't mess up my budget. But it really helps me around having financial goals.
I love that. And I think, Sisandile, one of the biggest things about us in saving is almost the fact that maybe we don't necessarily have those financial goals. Like with you saying that you kind of have this money and it's just sitting there, that's when it kind of disappears. Mine dissolves, Sisandile. It dissolves. You don't see it at all. It is an absolute mess, which is why I needed to chat to you today. And I think one of the biggest things, just like you said as well, is the fact that so many South Africans right now find themselves in a place where they're like, oh my goodness, my savings are dwindling. And I think, of course, the pandemic is one of the biggest reasons. But I want to ask you, how exactly would you say the pandemic and lockdown has impacted saving habits and cultures in South Africa? How bad are we actually looking? And how is the third wave impacting on the short-term gains that we've managed to try and secure?
So I think in the beginning, definitely we saw a lot of people tapping into their savings to make ends meet, right? And I think it got very tragic at some point where people weren't even able to buy food for their families. And they were like, actually, I've got this money in a notice deposit account and I just want to take it out because I really need to, I need to feed my family. And Nedbank was quite responsive in that regard in terms of setting in place concessions for clients to not pay penalty fees when it does come to those accounts within that period. I must say, with the third wave coming in, we haven't really seen those levels of disinvestment and panic as well. I think people have kind of gotten used to the idea. Also, people were taking money out because they weren't sure if they were going to make it till tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there were things like that as well. So I think it has kind of evened out, or maybe slowed down rather, in terms of people disinvesting. But in terms of people actually being able to invest, I mean, I think a lot of individuals have had salary cuts or have had family members who now depend on them, etc. So I think also with inflation, there may be a little less to go around. But I always call saving a psychology. And it's not about doing it when you have money. In fact, when you have a lot of money, it's very difficult to save. And it's not about having a lot of money. It's about putting something away that is aligned to your goal, which means you're paying your future self. Excuse me.
Oh, all good. Oh, so sorry, Sisandile. You're right.
I'm fine. Thank you.
It's okay. Good. Great. I'm so happy. You know what, Sisandile? When you are talking about paying your future self, at the moment, my future self is not great. Because I keep saying that things aren't looking good for me, but I won't lie. I think that I was saying earlier on that I joined the workforce rather 3 years ago, and I don't have much to show for it in terms of a rainy day account or having savings. If something were to go wrong, it wouldn't be necessarily anything that would be able to help me out. And I think it's a known fact that South Africans aren't savers. And even the Kantar study did identify many of the reasons of this behavior. Can you take us through the findings of why South Africans don't necessarily save, like myself?
Firstly, you're not alone. So don't ever feel like you're the only one. I think in South Africans generally, I think this is beyond anything. I think we don't talk enough about saving at home. We don't talk about putting money away. I think we're also a very respectful society, right? So people's money is their business. So we really don't talk about it and really talk about, you know what, friend, if you and I are good friends, like, friend, really, instead of us going to pop out champagne, I'll never ask you, do you actually have money? It's the equivalent of the champagne in your savings account. So that's one, and we're a bit of a consumerist society. But I think, according to Kantar as well, which I'm aligned to, I find that people don't find saving easy. They don't find it relatable. And we sometimes don't understand as formal institutions what people see as saving. For instance, you have people who save money by buying food stamps because they know that they have families to take care of at the end of the year and they have to buy groceries. So for them, that is a form of saving, or form of saving in terms of a collective in a community, whether because we're saving for a funeral, as a stock sale or a burial society. So there's various forms that aren't necessarily mainstream. There's also the thinking that among South Africans that you have to have a lot of money to save, which is a myth. Or there's high values that you need to put away to be able to get started. It is also a myth. There are various savings mechanisms like the NetBank My Pocket, where you can start saving from 10 rand, or 32-day notice account where you can start saving from 250 rand. So I think there's a lot of these misconceptions. And also lastly, you have people saying, these things aren't flexible, and also my returns seem like they're taking forever. And I always say to people, investment and savings is a long haul game. It's a long term game. It's not a gamble. It's not the lottery. It is something that if your 100 rand is 100 rand today, that 100 rand is gonna buy you less next year because of inflation. The only way to protect that money is if it is earning interest somewhere. So your money needs to work while you're sleeping. If it's not doing that, you're sleeping on your money actually.
Sure, we're sleeping on it. Oh my goodness. You're making me very nervous here, Sisandile. You're making me want to wake up and go do the things. Firstly, earlier on, you mentioned the fact that, you know, sometimes we want to have the soft life and go pop bottles here and there.
Yeah.
So are you saying we need to give it a little bit of a break? Maybe even just not go too hard on it?
I'm saying that you need a soft life now as much as you need it in the future. That's
sure,
what I'm saying. So I'm not saying that you should completely go without, but you should go with less if it means that it's impacting your soft life of the future. So I started working 15, 16 years ago. The first, I'd say 8 years were a blur. I knew nothing about money. I had a very bad relationship with money, but that time went anyway. The time, and time goes, and it goes very quickly. Looking back, if I could talk to my younger self, I would say, what are you doing? Start even if it's with 100 rand. It doesn't have to be 1,000 rand. But it's 100 rand every single month for the last 16 years. Where would I be? It's a very different conversation that I'd be having with myself. And that's the challenge I have to my future self. My future self is going to say thank you and not shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I love that. And I think something else I really appreciate is what you said about you, your money needs to work for you while you're sleeping. And just to round things off, Sisandile, can I also just ask you, just in terms of many people finding it difficult to kind of save because they find most formal savings offerings overly complex and intimidating, and they simply just really don't understand how the typical savings account can help them grow their money. To what extent is this true, and how can we change this perception, especially with the different accounts you're mentioning from Nedbank?
Yeah, so I think it's important to do your research, and just, it's not even that difficult. So if you go to onto the Nedbank Money app, for instance, you find a myriad of different savings vehicles, whether it's an immediate access account, notice deposit, fixed deposit, or even unit trust. But you need to understand why you're saving. So it's very important to attach a goal to whatever it is you're saving for. Even if it's the proverbial rainy day, you want to be in an account that you're going to be able to access if something happens, and happens pretty quickly. So diversify your savings, diversify your investments. Don't put everything in something that's long-term where you're going to have to pay penalties if you want to get the money out. But also don't put everything where you can access it, because everything can be urgent. A pair of shoes on sale can be urgent. So try and protect your money, even if you're protecting it from yourself. I always say, I personally don't need any help messing my own money up and messing my budget up. I can do that on my own. That's why I protect my money from myself and make sure that it's in a place, it's in places, in various places where I can access it quickly if I have an emergency, but also other areas or other funds that are in places where I can't access quickly. And that is my discipline. That is a commitment I'm making to myself for the next 5 to 10 years, to say I will be in a better position with money that has earned interest and interest on interest, because there's a power of compounding interest as well. If you have 100 Rand right now and it earns interest, it means the interest that you're earning is no longer, next month is no longer just 100 Rand. It's on the 100 Rand plus the interest earned last month. So you really just have to have the concept in your mind of just paying yourself and growing your money, which is the only way you can really grow your money. Money in itself, beautiful, sitting in your current account or under your mattress, is not going to do that for you.
This is why I was so excited for us to chat to you, Sisandile, because I feel like I've got a little bit of hope. And can I also just ask you, in your opinion, as someone who doesn't save, is there hope for me?
There's absolutely hope for you. Like I said, beautiful, if it's 100 Rand that you save tomorrow, you're better off than what you were today.
Amazing. Sisandile, thank you so much for coming and just sharing your knowledge with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully, as the Republic of South Africa, we'll be able to save ourselves a whole lot more money. And thank you to you and Nedbank as well for being part of just making us hopefully do that in the future. We really appreciate it.
Only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. The right thing to do is to save. You heard it from Sisandile from Nedbank. As I said earlier on, I myself am terrible at saving. So you as well. You're not alone. Do the right thing and start saving today. You're tuned into 5FM. Don't go anywhere, yeah?